Hi, this is Mike Verdicchio. Thanks for listening to this podcast for confidenceandjoy.com. Well, it's Monday morning, September the 21st, 2009. This is the final day of summer. Fall begins tomorrow. But for us here in the Phoenix area, they're predicting a high today of 104 degrees and near 100 all week long. But you know, for many places around the USA, this time of year just explodes with color and beauty as the leaves begin to turn. I remember when we were living in Minnesota, it was just gorgeous in the fall when the leaves began to turn. And then it began to snow until about May. All right, enough about the weather. I want to talk to you this morning about hope. You know, with all that's happened economically in the past 12 months or so, there are a lot of people who are hurt, who feel desperate, who feel lost, who just don't seem to have any hope. I have an article coming out later this week, The Pep Letter, which some of you subscribe to. You can sign up for that. It's free. I'm going to address this issue of hope, but since it's on my mind this morning, I thought I'd talk to you for a few minutes about those who steal your hope. Now think about this. People who live in a dirty environment are more susceptible to sickness. People who live in a very cold climate develop a tolerance to cold weather. People who live on the coast tend to eat more seafood. And things that you hear and read, as well as the people you hang out with, can steal your hope. Living here in Arizona, we have about 5 months of very hot weather. People who visit during that time have a real hard time just going from the house to the car. I know when we lived in Minnesota, it was just the opposite. If someone visited there in the winter, to them it just seemed unbearable. The point is, our environment, our surroundings, those things really do affect us, whether it's the geographical location, the climate, the cleanliness of our home, or even our friends and acquaintances. And dare I say, the TV news? Who do you like to hang out with? Are they positive people who are enthusiastic about life? Or are they negative people who complain about everything? There are plenty of people who sit around with others and talk about how bad things are going today. And you know what? Those kinds of discussions never produce any real solutions, only more misery. And misery loves company. You know, like attracts. We like being around people who are like us. Now, if the people that you hang out with are negative, you do have an opportunity to try to encourage them and help them. But you know what? At some point, you need to realize that all that negativity is affecting you. And I'm very well aware that there are times when the people we work with are very negative. You know, you may have to work side by side with someone who's pretty negative, but that doesn't mean you have to go to lunch with them. Doesn't mean you have to go out with them after work either. And you may have relatives who are very negative, who always see the worst in everything. You can certainly be loving and kind and try to encourage them. You can try to help them, but you don't need to spend large amounts of time with them either. And I don't believe that negative people have evil intentions. I mean, they're not purposely planning to steal all of your hopes and dreams, but nonetheless, they are still affecting your hope for the future. The wrong environment can slowly eat away at your confidence, your hopes, and your dreams. Dreams? Dreams? In this kind of an economy, are you crazy? Dreams? You see what I mean? Hey, and that goes for the TV news. You know, they give you the supposed facts, and whether they're true is even debatable at times, and then they add their comments, and their opinions, and their predictions. And how do you feel after watching a newscast? All inspired, excited, passionate about life, more hopeful? Do you? You know, a person loses hope when they feel powerless over circumstances in their lives. And you know, when a person feels that there's no way to control situations or control issues that are affecting their lives directly, they lose hope. And when you lose hope, life seems to be at a dead end. Excitement and passion for living is replaced with discouragement and disgust. The current circumstances seem to bury any future possibilities. And you see, that's why I'm talking about your environment. That is something that you can control. Who you hang out with, what you expose yourself to. If it's all negative, the more you hang out with them and absorb the negativity, the more it affects your hopes and dreams, your vision, your goals, your aspirations. It becomes much easier for doubts and worries to enter your mind, and you end up losing hope. And again, I'm always ready and willing to help someone, but I'm not going to just sit and listen to negative after negative for hours upon hours from someone who really doesn't want to change. You know, the Bible talks about not speaking things that tear down, but rather things that build up and encourage. Have you ever noticed how you feel when you either listen to or are around someone who is positive and inspiring? You get inspired too, right? You get encouraged. You continue to have hope. And I'm not talking about burying your head in the sand and acting like nothing's going on. Yeah, all those positive people, they're just out of touch with reality. Actually, we are endeavoring to stay in touch with the reality. Because regardless of where the economy is and regardless of what the news reports say, good or bad, you don't have to lose hope. You can have hope even in these trying times. There is hope. When you choose to put your confidence in God and really trust Him to bring a personal solution for your personal problems, then you can have genuine hope for the future. Well, that's it for today's podcast. Do you have any comments? Was this helpful? Was it practical? We'd love to hear what's on your mind, so please type your comments below. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. Till next time, this is Mike Verdicchio. Have a great day.